Well, it's good to be at God's house today. I appreciate how the Lord knows what we need when we need it. Amen. Let's look this morning in the book of John in your Bible. John chapter 21. John 21, and we'll read verses 1 through 6. For the Bible said, after these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas, called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go fishing. They say unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, children, have ye any meat? They answered him, no. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Our Father God, we thank you for your wonderful presence. Thank you for the mercies of God that are renewed every day. And we ask you now to help us bless the reading of the Holy Bible. Touch your unworthy servant. Give me that I need to preach. And we'll give you the praise, the honor, in Jesus' name. Amen. Twice in our scripture this morning we're told that the Lord showed himself. Just when they needed him, he showed up. Amen. And there's probably several folks here that came to the meeting this week, and it may have been a long time since Jesus showed up over there at your place or in your life or your family. Thank God that you've come to a good place. Amen. He shows up. I tell you, Jesus never fails. Amen. Sometimes your friends can let you down, both of them. Amen. May not be there when you need them. And in the shadows and afflictions of this life, though they be many, I'm glad standing somewhere in the shadows you'll find Jesus. And he always shows up. Amen. Now the Bible said in John chapter 20 that he appeared to them in the upper room. It said after these things that he showed up there on the shore. Now, for fear of Jews, or the Jews over there in chapter 20, the disciples had gone up into that upper room. And there in the upper room, the Lord showed up. Amen. It's good to be in the upper room with Jesus. Above ground level. Hallelujah. Above the confusion and the gloom of this whole world. And just get a little higher with the Lord. Get behind the door with Jesus. Amen. Get in His presence. Amen. He showed up there. Listen, He didn't even have to open the door. He didn't climb in the window. He appeared in their midst. And He said, peace be unto you. And the Bible said they were glad when they saw the Lord. I'll tell you, when you see the resurrected Lord, neighbor, it'll put some gladness in your heart. He lives, He lives. And because He lives, we can face tomorrow. Amen. I'm not serving a dead God. He's not dead. Fact is, He ain't even been sick. Amen. He's alive. Hallelujah. And listen, I talked to Him this morning. He lives, thank God. We can face these uncertain times because we know that He's with us. I'm not tossed to and fro
with fear and dismay today. Amen. The world thought they were done with him. They thought they had done away with him. But thank God he showed up alive. And when he showed up down in the upper room, he breathed on them. I'll tell you, without the breath of heaven, maybe we're out of business. I like it when he shows up in the service and breathes on us. Amen. Thank God when that wind from heaven gets to blowing and it blows the doubts and the fears away and refreshes our spirits that encourages our hearts. Amen.
He said, peace be unto you. Ain't nothing like having His peace in troubled times. Our text verse said in chapter 20, verse 1, after these things, He showed up. He showed up in their failures. They fished all night. Didn't catch nothing. Now listen, these boys knew something about fishing. That was their trade. But they were fishing all night, and the Bible said they didn't catch a thing. I mean, they didn't even get a nibble. I don't particularly like to fish myself. I'd rather shoot something. But my son likes fishing, but I never have cared much about it. But these old boys knew how to fish, amen? They failed. And then the Lord showed up, and listen, they was trying to do it without Him. And He said, without Me, ye can do nothing. I'll tell you, it's certain failure to try to do it without the Lord. Wasn't no failure after the Lord showed up. Amen. He showed up in their failures. He showed up in their faithfulness. He told them to drop their nets on the right side. And they were faithful in carrying out His orders. And they had so many fish in their net that they couldn't hardly pull it to shore. I'll tell you, listen, when you're on the right side, brother, when we're faithful to Him and His Word, we'll catch some fish. I'm talking about spiritually, amen. We'll see some folks get born again and added to the church, hallelujah. Amen. If you're going to catch any fish, you're going to have to cast the net out. You ain't going to catch no fish with the net and the boat, amen. You've got to cast that net out and do it like He instructs you to, and there'll be some success, amen. I want to be faithful, don't you? God is my witness. Amen. I want to be faithful. I want to be faithful to the one who died for me and rose from the dead and saved me by His grace. Amen. There's probably somebody here this morning and you wonder why the Lord don't never show up. Amen. Do it the right way. Hallelujah. Get faithful to the church. Get behind the man of God. Get busy in the church. Amen. Help cast the net out. Yes, sir. And He'll show up. Hey, you get faithful. And He'll show up. Amen.
Yes, sir. He showed up in their fellowship. Verses 9 through 15, He took the bread and fish. And around fellowship with Jesus, they had a wonderful time. It's good to come and dine with the Lord. Amen. It's good to break bread with the Lord. That's what this meeting's all about. That's why the pastor and this church set aside this week of meeting so we could come and dine with Jesus and get our families took care of and, brother, get our lives back in check and get our failures took care of, amen, and get our faithfulness confirmed, amen, and get some fellowship with Jesus and get to revived and refocused and get refreshed to go on for God, hallelujah, amen. Jesus showed up. Let me give you five places where the Lord always shows up. And I'll preach fast so you listen fast. First, He shows up in the field of despair. Over in Ezekiel chapter 16, we have the story of how a mother gave birth to a little baby. And she didn't want that baby. Boy, ain't that a heartbreaking thing. When mothers don't want them little babies. And she threw that baby out there in an open field. And like so many little babies today, unwanted and unloved and thrown away. And I can see that mom and daddy looking at that little old baby. And the daddy said, it looks like an Amorite. And the mama said, no, it looks like a Hittite. It looks like you. And she said, I don't want it. And he said, I don't want it. And so they threw it out there in the open field, polluted in its own blood. Its navel cord not cut. It was unclean and uncared for. And I pitied it, the Bible said. And that's the way you and I were, neighbor. When we were out there in that field of the world, polluted by the things of the world, uncut from the world, feeding on the things the world had to offer. Amen. And we were attached to the world. I'd never been cut away from it. Uncut and unclean and not washed. Amen. Just the filth of this whole world all over us. The dope, the liquor, the adultery, the cheating, the lying. All of that filthiness, unwanted. Amen. Seemed like nobody had any use for us. But verse number 6 of Ezekiel 16 said, and when I pass by, oh, thank God, the Lord passed by. That open field I was in that day, he was looking for some old unclean, hell-bound sinner that I have compassion on. Some old sinner that was polluted and knew his condition. Amen. He was looking for somebody that he could have some compassion on. Aren't you glad he passed by where you were that day? Well, I remember the night when they found me in that waste-howling wilderness, in that field of despair. Hallelujah, Jesus showed up. Thank God, when I needed him most, he showed up. Hallelujah. Glory. My wife had a burden to get me saved. She had been taught not to marry an unsaved man. But my charm and good looks won her over. She married me. But she set about immediately to get me saved. And they conspired against me. Boy, I tell you, I sat there in that service that night. I went because I wanted to please her. I appreciate my wife. We've been married a long time. I was 14, she was 12 when we got married. That's the way they do it down there in them Appalachians. But she wasn't my cousin. I'm kidding. You know I'm kidding. She was 17, and I was 17. We was just youngins. Well, I went to church that night with my wife to please her. Lord, have mercy. That preacher's son, he had my number. Well, I was sitting there, and my wife was crying. I mean, boy, them tears were just rolling. And my mama was just sitting over there, and she was crying. And the old preacher was crying. He was walking up and down the aisle preaching on hell just like he thought people really went there. Amen. And he had such a broken heart over sinners. And for some strange reason, I was crying. The tears was dripping off of my chin. And when they gave the invitation, brother, there in that open field of despair, the Lord showed up in my life. And he saved me by his grace. I ain't never got over it. I don't want to ever get over being saved. Saved by grace. He came to where I was. Amen. I couldn't go to him. But he came to me, lifting me out. Glory. He washed that little old baby. He washed the filth away. And that's what he did for me. He washed me in his blood. And he cleansed me. Do you remember that wonderful day in your life? When you came into that service, or wherever you were so bound down, and that burden of guilt was so heavy on your heart. But there, in that open field, he lifted that burden, and it felt like that somebody just washed you out on the inside, and you had some peace and joy and liberty you'd never known. He washed her. He anointed her. That picture's the gift of the Holy Ghost. that fresh oil from heaven. He put fine linen on her. He took her and clothed her. And in the Bible, fine linen speaks of righteousness. And when you and I were lost and undone, listen, we didn't have any righteousness. The Bible said there's none righteous, no, not one. But thank God when the Lord showed up, He clothed us in His fine linen of His righteousness, and He decked her with jewels out of the treasure chest of His glory. He decked her with jewels of blessings, hallelujah. We got all this in heaven too, amen. Thank God for His blessings. He daily loadeth us with His benefits. We are so blessed, amen. Thank God for His blessings. He's loaded me down. I could never imagine how He could bless me like He has. Hallelujah. He showed up in that field of despair. Been everywhere and done everything. At the end of your rope, He showed up. He showed up in the fourth watch of the night. In that dark hour just before dawn. In Mark chapter 6, He constrained His disciples to get into the ship and go to the other side. I tell you, we're going to the other side, neighbor. Amen. The water may be a little bit rough, Brother Don, between here and there. And the wind may be a little bit contrary. But hallelujah, He can walk on the water, amen. Oh, the sweetest sound you'll ever hear. It's footsteps on the water. When the storms are raging and the troubles are boiling, thank God He can walk on the water. Amen. He can handle the wind too. We know what it's like to face the troubled waters. Seems like darkness on every side. You wonder if the sun will ever shine again. But when He shows up, He says, "Be of good cheer. It is I." And I listen to those testimonies. And more than likely, what's going on, it's Him. It's of Him. He's in it. Amen. Yes, sir. And He'll say, "It is I." And I'll tell you, the S-O-N can shine even in the fourth watch of the night. Amen. And you may not understand what's going on right now, but down the road, you'll look back and you'll see exactly what His plan and His purpose was. And you'll thank Him for it. And in the long night of toiling, and when there's disappointments and sorrows and dreams are shattered, and the things that you really hoped for that didn't turn out exactly like you planned, in that long night when disease comes and it drains that body of strength and stamina, and we have to turn loose from the duties of life, and those things that we've always been able to do, and that way of life that we've always known changes for the rest of our allotted time. And the brother, it's hospital rooms, and it's convalescent homes, and it's wheelchairs and walkers, and it seems like the long night of toiling won't ever end. But in the fourth watch of the night, when we're listening, and when we're longing, and when we're looking, He'll show up, hallelujah. He shows up, and He said, "It's I, be not afraid." Amen. Glory to God. I feel so religious. Long night's about over, boys. Sun's about to break through. Amen. You may be in the fourth watch of the night, the darkest time. But He'll show up when you need Him most. He'll come walking on the water.
Amen. I thought, sometimes I think, some of those sayings we went through, me and Sue, pastored that church all them years, had two major splits. I was talking to Edgar Thomas, a dear friend, preacher friend of mine, one time. I was just pouring my heart out, hoping to get some sympathy. He said, oh, that's all right, son. He said, wait till it splits a couple more times, and said, God might give you a church. I said, huh? Yeah. He knows what he's doing. My son started that church over there in North Georgia about 8 years ago. The more they got to doing good, got him a building, got up about 100 people. He had this preacher in his church, you know, been with him ever since he started. He was had a prison ministry. And, boy, his church is doing real good. And one Tuesday evening, prayer meeting was on Wednesday night. This was Tuesday afternoon. This guy come to him. Now, he'd been with him for about 7 years. He come to him that Tuesday evening and said, I'm leaving the church tomorrow night. He said, we're starting another church 6 miles down the road. And I'm taking, I think it's 11 people. He said, I'm taking 11 people with me. That was on Tuesday night. He said, we're having our first service tomorrow night. I don't know how you feel about it, but I still believe there's some ethics. Yeah. Amen. But you know what? Many of the brethren got upset with my son and broke fellowship with my son because he would not put his blessings on that. Yeah. Ain't that just like the stinking brethren? But you know what happened? Hey, boy, that had disaster wrote all over it. It looked bad. My son, I mean, it just sort of really hurt him. I mean, just devastated him there for a week or two. But about 2 weeks later, people started coming to church they hadn't even visited. And in about 2 months' time, they had 28 people saved. Amen. And baptized. And I'm telling you, he got some good folks out of that. Amen. And I tell you why God cuts the rose bush back. I tell you why he prunes it. So it'll put forth more shoots. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, what a blessing when the Lord shows up. In that troubled time, brother, in that fourth watch of the night, and then the Lord shows up in that fiery furnace that the preacher spoke about a while ago. Hey, I ain't never suffered a whole lot. I ain't never been beaten for preaching the gospel. I've never suffered a whole lot down here. But hey, I believe I've spent a little bit of time in that furnace. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 12 said, Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened. Over Daniel 3, this king made an image, and he said that now everybody's going to have to fall down and worship that image. But these three Hebrew men wouldn't bow, and they commanded the furnace to be heated 7 times hotter, and it fried them boys to a curly crisp. Who threw them in there? And the old king sat on his throne, expecting to hear the crackling of the bones and the sizzling of the flesh. And when he didn't hear nothing, he looked over in there and he said, hey, wait a minute. I said, bring me a calculator. Didn't we throw three again? He said, I see four. And he said, they're not bound anymore. They're loose and they're walking about. Hallelujah. You know what the fire will do? It'll burn off whatever's got you bound. Amen. It'll give you the closest walk you ever had with Jesus. Amen. And then he showed up. He'll show up when friends let you down. I'm glad I got friends all over America. Preachers and preachers' kids. Church folks all over the country. Many foreign countries. I wish I could tell you that I've never had any friendships that failed.
But it breaks my heart to tell you that down through the years, I've had many that I counted dear and precious that went away and would walk no more. Paul looked around one day and he said, Demas hath forsaken me. Paul was at the end of his journey now. He was waiting for Nero's chop block. He said, my departure's at hand. And he's looked around. There wasn't nobody there but the physician Luke. I'll tell you, it was a critical time. It was a crucial time here in this man of God's life. And here a friend had forsaken him. But I look a little further down in that chapter, and old Paul said, at my first answer, no man stood with me, but all had forsaken me. He said, I pray God that it not be laid to their charge. But he said, the Lord, notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God for the strength of the Lord. In those times, I look around. It's all gone. But the Lord showed up. The Bible said, there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Proverbs 17:17 said, a friend loveth at all times. Preacher, I ain't got any friends. Well, be sure you got one friend. The friend that'll stick closer than a brother. What a friend we do have in Jesus. And let me give you the fifth one. Jesus will show up when we're facing death. It's good and wonderful to have family and friends that'll stand around the bedside when crossing time comes. And they'll go with you as far as they can. I'm glad, thank God, there'll be one that'll show up on that crossing day, on that day that crossing time comes, and he'll go with you all the way. The psalmist said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. Don't worry, Mama, Daddy. When crossing time comes, he'll be there. When your feet touch the water, the boatman will be there. He'll carry you over. I'm glad, thank God, when I come to that river, at the ending of day, I'll not have to cross Jordan alone. Amen. I'm glad there'll be one there with me. Just on the other side of this valley, there's a pearly white city, and a river of life in the midst of it. And the Bible said the streets of gold, and the Lamb is the light thereon. Don't miss it. It's real easy to miss it. Don't miss it. He showed up here this morning. Amen. He's here. He'll show up in your life when you need him. Whatever your need is today, he'll show up. Let's stand as the pastor comes. God speaks in your heart. You obey the Lord.